From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is voicing new doubts that Russian hackers are behind an effort to influence last year's election. His latest tweeted comments followed a broadcast denial by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that a state actor was behind documents stolen from the Democratic National Committee made public by WikiLeaks during the U.S. campaign. White House spokesman Josh Earnest challenged Mr. Trump's point of view.
On one hand, you've got the Russians and the aforementioned Mr. Assange. On the other side, you've got the 17 intelligence agencies of the United States government, outside cyber experts that have taken a look at this situation. You've got Democrats on Capitol Hill. You've got Republicans on Capitol Hill. And at least one advisor to Mr. Trump expressing concern about Russia's malicious activity in cyberspace in the context of the election.
A Senate hearing involving intelligence chief is scheduled for later Thursday. Vice President Mike Pence defended Mr. Trump, who he said voiced a sincere and healthy skepticism about the conclusions of the intelligence community. Mr. Trump scheduled to receive his own intelligence briefing on the matter Friday. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal says the president-elect is planning to restructure the office of the Director of National Intelligence, which he believes has become bloated and politicized. Gambia's army chief Wednesday pledged allegiance to President Yahya Jammeh, who has refused to accept defeat following the December 1st election won by opposition leader Adama Barrow. In a published New Year's message, Lieutenant General Usman Baji said Mr. Jammeh had the unflinching loyalty of the armed forces. Mr. Jammeh, who originally accepted defeat, is now under pressure from the West African bloc ECOWAS to leave office. His mandate expires January 19th. Meanwhile, the ruling party is asking the nation's highest court to nullify the election results. This is VOA News. Turkey has carried out more raids and detained more people in connection with the New Year's Day Istanbul nightclub attack that killed 39 patrons. Authorities say they have identified the lone gunman, but have not made his name public. He remains at large. Islamic State claim responsibility. In his first public remark since the mass shooting, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, as we enter the new year, terror has targeted our country in the lowliest, most treacherous, and insidious of ways. In Baghdad Thursday, at least six people were killed, several wounded in a car bombing near a mosque in the city's eastern outskirts. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450 the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces in the fight for Mosul. U.S. Air Force Colonel John Dorian discussed their role Wednesday from coalition headquarters in Baghdad.
To help advise them as they move forward and to synchronize operations. The Iraqis have taken advantage of that, and that's been effective.
He said the recent deployment comes as phase two involving synchronized attacks from three directions in Mosul get underway.
What we're finding is that the synchronized attacks present the enemy with more problems than they can solve, and the Iraqi security forces are making progress with the continued benefit of coalition strikes and advisors.
There are nearly 5,000 U.S. military personnel in Iraq. An Israeli court Wednesday convicted a young soldier of manslaughter for shooting to death a wounded Palestinian who had stabbed an Israeli soldier in March. The conviction has prompted calls for Sergeant Elor Azaria's pardon. Regional analyst Joseph Ulmert of the University of South Carolina said the incident occurred during a period of Palestinian attacks on Israelis.
Part of the defense of the soldier was about the overall atmosphere surrounding the case, whereas the military authorities, when they decided to put him to trial, looked at the situation only from the perspective of him disobeying the standing orders of the army and doing something that should not have been done.
Palestinian and some rights groups are accusing Israeli military of excessive force against lightly armed assailants. The UN Security Council has unanimously called for rapid and thorough implementation of a political agreement aimed at defusing the crisis in Democratic Republic of Congo. Under a church-mediated deal, incumbent President Joseph Kabila has committed to step down at year's end after new elections. President-elect Trump spoke by phone with newly installed UN Chief Antonio Guterres in what a UN spokesman called was a very positive discussion. Wall Street edged closer to 20,000 points with a benchmark Dow Jones average Wednesday, closing at 19,942. Meanwhile, U.S. consumers last year bought a record number of vehicles, more than 17.5 million. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.